Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories.
Hello, 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 and welcome back here to CJSF 90.1 FM on Speak Up on this lovely Tuesday morning. My name is Vivian, and today I have a very special guest because today is all about swing, creativity, and a very special scholarship. So today I have Marianne on air here from Our Social Fabric. Do you want to introduce yourself to the listeners?
Hi, my name's Marianne Webb. I am a designer and teacher. I live in East Van with my husband and my two cute little kitties. And I'm very, very passionate about sewing and designing clothes and keeping it sustainable. And I especially like to share that knowledge with everyone. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, and we're going to hear soon about what's going on with Our Social Fabric and their special scholarship for high school students. But before that, we're going to jump right into three new songs that I brought here for today. The first one is the one by Tasha and Angela, and it came out 5 days ago. So three new songs, and then we will jump right into a little interview with Marianne, and we will, get more information about swing creativity and what you can do at Our Social Fabric. But before that, enjoy the one by Tasha Angela.
To stay.
pause and take off her clothes. Oh, I'm hurting, but I'm certain it's still true. I'm the best thing that almost happened.
I Choose You by Riemann and Rini. And welcome back here to CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Vivian, and we are back here with Marianne from Our Social Fabric. And she's going to answer us some questions about what is going on with Our Social Fabric and their special scholarship that they're invented for high school students, where they give away, I think, 6 sewing machines, was it right?
Yes, this round we're doing 6 brand new Janome sewing machines.
Wow, that's so cool. And you are from Our Social Fabric, so can you tell us a little bit more about what is Our Social Fabric and what's their mission?
Yeah, so Our Social Fabric is a nonprofit fabric recycling initiative. We're located in Vancouver in the Russell Building on Clark and Venables. So Our Social Fabrics has been saving fabric from the landfill since 2009. And we started out in a storage locker and used to hold sales in parking lots, which is wild to think about now because in 2016, we got our space at the Russell Building. And then in 2020, we, because of COVID, we ended up launching an online store. So now we have sales twice a week on Thursdays and Sundays, and we have a retail space where we're not having to box up everything after a sale. It just stays out. So yeah, so what we do is we take waste from designers and the movie industry and wholesalers and sell it back to home sewists and fabric artists across Canada. And we in 2022 we recycled 34,000 pounds of fabric and fiber arts materials, which is amazing. And so we are a nonprofit organization, and so that just means that we do a lot for our community, and we like to create fun scholarships, especially this one, the Sew Fund.
And you said, as you already said, you set up the scholarship for teenagers. Can you tell me a little bit more about the Sew Funds? I kind of read it. It's like kind of a little pun because it says fun, but then you have kind of a D behind it. So can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so because sewing is fun, but then our theory was we want to keep those precious funds in our pockets, and especially students. So, you know, we're trying to break that cost barrier for kids wanting to get into sewing, and by, you know, giving them a sewing machine. And so sewing machines are they're expensive, and especially you want to invest in one that will last you a long time. So that's why the little play on word is sewing's fun, but we want to let you keep your funds.
Yes.
Yeah.
And can you tell me a little bit about, like, when did you start that program, and how did the students and the kids responded to that?
Yeah, so we just launched it in December last year, and the students are responding. They're so gracious and so exciting. I ended up last year when we had 10 sewing machines is what we got. And so we decided to give away 4 over the holiday break from school. And I called these kids on their holiday break, and they're just over the moon. I had so many kids going, "No, who is this? Why are you calling me?" I'm like, "I have a brand new sewing machine." Aww. So yeah, just really excited. And lots of them just saying it was going to change their life. You know, they're using either their old grandma's sewing machine, or they're spending extra hours in the sewing classroom and trying to squeeze in those precious hours because they don't have a machine at home. And they're so creative and so talented. You just want to help them along. So, you know, have someone believe in them. So.
Yeah, for sure. And when does it end? Because it ends soon, right?
Yeah. So for this round, because we're going to keep doing this, the applications are due this Friday at midnight. So you can go onto our website, Our Social Fabric, and search Sew Fund. And there's an application form, and it's for all the students in the lower mainland of Vancouver and high school students, so 13 to 18, you can apply. And you don't have to be in the sewing classroom if you're someone who loves sewing and you haven't had a chance to take that home economics class. It's okay. Apply.
And why did you start that program? So what was the reason to start it?
Well, so Our Social Fabric, we love to give back to the community, and we want to inspire that next generation of sewers. And so for me, I was one of those young sewers. When I was in high school, I actually was taken out of the home economics classroom because I was not good at math. And instead of actually giving me you know, the resources to be good at math by maybe looking at a pattern and saying that patterns are numbers and you're very good at sewing. So mm-hmm. let's, you know, nurture that. You know, I was forced into other mm-hmm. other pathways and yeah. no one actually said sewing is important and arts matter. And so we kind of just took a look at that and thought mm-hmm. we could change some lives that way.
Oh yeah, for sure. Arts are so important. I think it's totally underestimated. So I was a big fan when I was like of sewing, because I did sewing when I was a kid a lot and I loved it. And it can be a really expensive hobby if you have these fabrics and these good sewing machines, but I loved it, and it's a good way to start like into arts and to get creative. And it's a good way also to balance your daily life, especially when you're a student, and yeah, to just get it out of your daily life and your stressful school day. It's a great opportunity to just relax and yeah, create some cool art. And how did you make it work? So how did you make the program work?
Well, we were run by donations, and so we started by any sewing machine that we were getting donated, we take a look at it and see how it's working, and we'll service it, you know, oil it, clean it up, and we'll relist it and sell it back out to the community. So with those funds, we were able to purchase brand new sewing machines, and mm-hmm. then that's how we're getting the dollar bills mm-hmm. for brand new machines.
It's so cool, and especially it's so cool because you also save like old sewing machines from getting thrown away, and it's so great because you can kind of recycle those things and it doesn't go yeah. into landfill.
Oh, totally. And those old machines are wonderful. They're usually all metal parts and they're, you know, mm-hmm. heavy duty, and they're great. Yeah. So,
and they look pretty cool. I saw some of these. And how can people get involved? So how can students apply? You already said it a little bit, but how can students apply?
Well, students can apply if they go on our website, mm-hmm. oursocialfabric.ca, mm-hmm. and there's a form they can fill out, and you just tell us a little bit about yourself and why you are deserving of the sewing machine, mm-hmm. and you can get a reference from your teachers. So somebody will have to give you a reference letter and say, yeah, Vivian deserves this machine.
Yeah.
So, but you could also, like, if you know someone that's a high school student and you think, you know, my friend Vivian is awesome, she's such a creative mm-hmm. sewer, but I know she'd never fill out the application, you can submit your mm-hmm. friends, mm-hmm. Which is pretty cool. So, yeah.
That is cool.
Yeah. And if you don't know anyone and you, let's say, aren't in that age bracket, but you still want to get involved, if you have any sewing machines you want to donate to us, that would be awesome. We'll take those in and resell them out. You can also shop with us. It's mm-hmm. very helpful for us and our organization because, you know, the more purchases, the more we can continue moving forward and do mm-hmm. cool initiatives like this. So, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And do you only sell fabrics or do you also sell clothes?
We don't sell any clothes, but we mm-hmm. just sell fabric, tons mm-hmm. of beautiful, beautiful fabric. Mm-hmm. And then we also sell a lot of notions, or as my favorite word, haberdashery. Mm-hmm. So books and patterns oh. and threads and, oh my gosh, you name it, we have it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sounds wonderful. And do you have any other programs? I read that you have also like a sewing program or like teaching programs on your website. So do you have other programs too?
Other programs for giving back? We have mm-hmm. so many. So we're always looking at ways to support our community. We have a scholarship with KPU, and they have a zero waste design competition mm-hmm. where they come in and they can shop our fabrics, and they get a little credit, and then they compete mm-hmm. in a design competition for mm-hmm. some monetary. We always give back so we have financial donations we do to the Red Cross, like when the BC floods mm-hmm. were happening, mm-hmm. we donated to that. We did an in-kind donation to a Lillooet artisan named Nadine Baker for an appeal to recreate sacred items that were lost in the Lytton fire, mm-hmm. wildfires. Mm-hmm. We always give a donation to the Reconciliation of Canada to mark National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. It's very important to us. Another Canadian Red Cross we did for the Ukrainian humanitarian crisis appeal. And we're always looking to give back to our community. Mm-hmm. It's just what we're all about. It's the great thing about being a nonprofit. And so currently we're looking we're working on a new initiative that will allow individuals and groups to apply to us for fabric and supplies for their community projects. So with that one, we're just hoping to support grassroots projects of all kinds, especially those that are focusing on education and uplifting marginalized people, mm-hmm. which is pretty cool. So mm-hmm. got a lot in the works. It's an exciting organization.
Yeah, for sure. And I also read that you always talked about upcycling waste fabric. So how do you do that? And how can I, as like a normal person that don't have any idea about how can I upcycle a fabric, how can I do that?
Well, I wouldn't say we upcycle clothing. Mainly our process is we receive donations of unused fabric. Mm-hmm. And so what we'll do is we'll get a big giant bolt of fabric and we'll cut it into, let's say we got a cotton in, like right now we have a promotion for shirting materials to make blouses and dress shirts. And so we'll cut that up in about 2.5 meters and we'll bundle them up and we sell them out for 75% less than you would find in any of the other fabric stores in town or anywhere for that matter. And and we get people come in and mm-hmm. purchase all that. And so if you're looking to, you know, upcycle yourself, mm-hmm. and especially if you're a new sewer and you want to get involved and stuff. So I know no one can see this, but my jeans, I love them and they ripped. And so I got some fabric from our social, and, you know, just because I've been sewing for a long time, mm-hmm. I ended up making a little quilted patch. But for someone like you, who's, you know, you said you had mm-hmm. a bit of sewing experience mm-hmm. and stuff, you can get some nice quilting fabric, because we sell little quilting fabric and we have little squares you can buy for 50 cents and you can get embroidery thread from us and you can, you know, with a simple hand stitch, sew up your mm-hmm. your clothing, yeah, and, yeah, and make it sure. more reusable and stuff. Yeah, and also yeah. it adds super cool look to it, I think.
Oh, I know. I recognize your jeans. It looks wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
I really like the fabric. And thank you for answering me these questions. And we are going to jump right into a little song break here, because you brought us some songs here, two songs that I had a little bit of a sneak peek. The first one is Boy and Bear by Southern Sun by Boy and Bear. So yeah. It's kind of an indie song. You want to tell me a little bit more about that?
They're just my jam. I love Boy and Bear. I've seen them in concert. They're wonderful. Ooh. They're from Australia. Mm-hmm. So got to get out to Australia and check them out.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And then the second one is On the Nights You Stay Home by Donovan Woods. Yeah. What is that?
So that's just a Canadian artist from Toronto. And just another... No, I like these mm-hmm. guitar and soothing voice vocals.
Yeah, yeah, it is nice. So yeah. We're going to jump right into songs, and then we are back with some more questions and more details about our social fabrics and what's going on with them. So please enjoy now a Boy and Bear with Southern Sun, and then we will ride back.
In all you see, what was it there?
I got the burning fire in me. solo life, my pedal gun. 16 days under a southern sun. And there were times when I thought that I wouldn't mind it if I lost my mind out there. You wouldn't believe me if I told you so. The things I saw were enough to make the man in me.